Linda Tom, the spokesperson of the United Nations mission in South Sudan, says the mission is urging the Aguelek forces, loyal to General Johnson Olani, to refrain from any actions or movements that could pose threats to civilians and affect humanitarian operations in Upper Nile and Northern Jungle states.
UNMISS peacekeepers are increasing their presence in the area, and the mission is verifying reports of movements and mobilizations. The mission continues to engage with government, state officials, and other leaders to prevent any further escalation of tensions following fierce fighting that began last November.
A Troika statement released on Tuesday noted similar concerns. Colin Machado is the acting public affairs officer at the U.S. Embassy in Juba.
South Sudanese transitional leaders and political actors in Juba have a responsibility to act to prevent this and to find peaceful and sustainable solutions. They also bear responsibility for ensuring the continued safe access and delivery of humanitarian assistance.
The concerns raised by the United States, Norway, and the United Kingdom and a UN mission in South Sudan come less than 2 months later after fierce fighting broke out between forces loyal to General Olani and those loyal to SPLM-IO faction of General Simon Gadwich. From August through the end of last year, Upper Nile State saw a dramatic increase in deadly communal violence. Nearly 200 people were killed, 40,000 were displaced, and homes were burnt to the ground, according to the UN. Religious leaders reported that the Abroch internally displaced persons camp was set on fire in November.
We also call on South Sudan's leaders to hold accountable those responsible for previous subnational violence, including the most recent clashes in Upper Nile, Jonglei, and the Greater Pibor administrative area. This includes those who have engaged in human rights violations, abductions, and human trafficking.
Tom is urging South Sudanese to embrace the visit by Pope Francis and the two religious leaders of the Anglican and Church of Scotland to work for peace and stability in the country.
With the historic visit of His Holiness Pope Francis, the Archbishop of Canterbury, and the moderator of the Church of Scotland to South Sudan, expected to take place this week, UNMISS appeals to national and community leaders to exercise restraint and commit to peace and dialogue.
The warning from the international community comes just 2 days before Pope Francis, Archbishop of Canterbury Justin Welby, and Moderator General of the Church of Scotland Ian Gracils are due to arrive in the capital Juba. For VOA News, I'm Mwaki Simon Wudu in Juba.